Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our Father in heaven, you are the King of kings, the Lord of lords, the bright and morning star. I thank you for the grace to appear before you this morning, again with the saints, grace together to pray. We praise you for yesterday's Bible study, teaching us your word, watching and praying. We are grateful for all the prayer that have been offered right from the beginning of this revival. Thank you for making this morning prayer to answer to its name in our lives, in your church, in our families, in our nation. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
This morning, Father, even as we have prayed for all the fathers, we have prayed for all the mothers, we have prayed for all the youths, all the young adults and royal priests in Jesus' house. Please let it be well with each one of them in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, this morning is before you. Be glorified. As your people set out today, the favor of the Lord will surround you.
Amen.
His favor will surround you.
Amen.
His help will not be far from you.
Amen.
You will not be stranded. The Lord will fight for you and defend you.
Amen.
The Lord will open his good treasures unto you. I pray for you and your household, you will serve the Lord. Every arrow of the wicked over your life is canceled. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are praying. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. We are going to thank God for all our children. We are going to say, Father, I thank you for the gift of wonderful children, for the gift of healthy children, for the gift of obedient children, for the gift of amazing children. Lift up your voice wherever you may be, whether you have your own children yet or not. Just pray for all the children. There are a lot of children that need our prayer. Now, thank God for all the children, beginning with your own household, children in Jesus' house. Say, Lord, I thank you for all the children in Jesus' house. I thank you for the children you have blessed me with, both biological children and spiritual children. I thank you for wonderful children. I thank you for healthy children. I thank you for brilliant children. I thank you for children that fears the Lord. Wonderful God, I thank you. These ones, you did not allow me to sorrow over any one of them. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. Thank you for the gift of these children. Thank you for surrounding my table with this wonderful one. Thank you for the gift of these glorious children. You are worthy. You are worthy. You say, blessed is the man who has his quiver full of them. Indeed, I am blessed, both with biological children and spiritual children. I give you the praise. I thank you for their life. I thank you for their life. You are worthy to be praised. To you be all the glory. Thank God, thank God, thank God for them. Thank God, thank God. Lord, I thank you for all these children. Lord, we are grateful for all our children in Jesus' house. They went to school and they came back safely. Healthy children, perfect children. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the gift of these obedient children. We are grateful. We are grateful. In Jesus' mighty name, we are framed. Our children need wisdom. They need the fear of God. They need knowledge. They need academic breakthrough. They need good health. So you are going to pray and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, please fill all our children with wisdom, with knowledge, with understanding, with strength to serve you, and help them to walk in the fear of the Lord. Make that a prayer this morning. Pray for all the children. Lord, we lift up all our children in Jesus' house. Lord, I pray for all my children. I pray for Enoluaya, Enolua, Ianolua. In the name of Jesus, you will walk in wisdom. You will walk in knowledge, in understanding, in the fear of the Lord. You will excel academically. I pray for all the children in Jesus' house. You will walk in wisdom, in knowledge, in fear of God, in understanding. You will excel academically. All the children in our families, children in the neighborhood, let it be well with them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are free. Your next prayer point, you are going to say, Father, in the name of Jesus. Please let it be well with our children. Let it be well with your tomorrow. Make that your prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, please let it be well with all our children. Let it be well with your tomorrow. Let it be well with your tomorrow. Father, I thank you. These ones will not be children of Belial. This one will not be children of Eli. In the mighty name of Jesus, the spirit of disobedience will not enter them. This one will walk in good health. This one, their tomorrow shall be all right. As we will not sorrow over them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. And finally, you are going to say, Father, please let it be well with my tomorrow. Go ahead, pray for yourself. You have prayed for others. You have prayed for others. Now take this 1 minute to pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Lord, it shall be well with my tomorrow. I decree it shall be well with my tomorrow. My tomorrow shall be all right. My tomorrow shall be all right. In the name of Jesus, my tomorrow shall be all right. My tomorrow is glorious. My tomorrow is wonderful. My tomorrow shall be pleasant. My tomorrow shall be filled with amazing glories from one level of glory to another. I thank you because it shall be well with my tomorrow. It shall be well with my tomorrow. The path of the just is as a shining light that shine brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter unto the perfect day. That is my testimony. That is my testimony and the testimony of my household. We are in the company of them that go from glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch forth your hand. Are you here? You are not born again. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. You are not born again. I want to say, Jesus, I come to you today, sinner. Please forgive me my sin. Write my name in the book of life in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord, as many that have prayed this prayer, please forgive them their sins. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Lord, I pray this morning. I thank you once again for grace to tarry to pray, teaching us how to pray. Praying for the fathers, the mothers, praying for the youth, praying for the student, praying for the children, praying for the church. We are grateful. Lord, all these prayers that have been prayed right from the beginning of this program, I thank you because they are yea and amen. Beginning from now, we'll begin to see the bountiful harvest of testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray this morning as you go out, the Lord will favor you. He will send help out to you. I pray you will not walk in the spirit of condemnation in the mighty name of Jesus. Depression is not your portion. Anger is not your portion. Destruction is not your portion. Rather, I decree favor is your portion. Peace of mind, your portion. Abundance, your portion. Good health, your portion. In the name of Jesus. Whatever you lay this hand upon, it will prosper. By the time we return tomorrow, you shall be singing a new song. In Jesus' most powerful name, we are praying. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Give it to your neighbor. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.